Good morning, Mike Kaycook and Leah Hansen with you here on AM 800. And if you grew up in the 80s and were a wrestling fan, this guy was one of the big names of the day, the Iron Sheik, a standout wrestler from Iran who gained global fame in pro wrestling. He had a big rivalry with Hulk Hogan. He died yesterday at the age of 81, which is like seems rare that a somebody in the wrestling industry from those days even lives that long, because they all seem like they die young from different things, including steroids, most notably. And a lot of people shocked that the Iron Sheik, who was still had a ton of followers on Twitter and was tweeting out on a regular basis.
Really?
Yeah, I think I assume it was someone else under his name, but it was the official Iron Sheik Twitter account. And I assume, it's somebody taking care of this for him. But it was very funny and very entertaining. And he passed away at the age of 81.
Wow.
Yesterday.
I probably would have seen him on TV and passing, but I'm not a WWF person.
Yeah.
So
it was back in the day. I mean, yeah. He was, and here's like how we remember the Iron Sheik.
Look at Brother Love. He's just hanging in there, going for all his cheap shots, hitting Slaughter. So much for Brother Love.
That is not an even battle.
It's like a soldier beating up a Mater D.
Brother Love is history.
Slaughter's gone.
Slaughter the big man.
Watch this. The Iron Sheik wins it. The Iron Sheik wins it. The Iron Sheik wins it. I told you, the Iron Sheik.
So I remember him paired up with Nikolai Volkov. So it was like kind of like anti-American tag team, the Iron Sheik from Iran and Nikolai Volkov from Russia. And they would they teamed up and they were the bad guys of the day.
Just reading about this, it says that he purportedly originated the word jabroni.
Yes.
And is that like a wrestling move or term or hit
that
or something?
That is a term. Like, oh, you are such a jabroni. I'm going to take you down, jabroni. The Rock kind of brought it back
apparently.
A number of years ago. And the Iron Sheik was the one who, I guess, originated that.
I like that word.
Yeah. Jabroni. Producer Ed was saying that we should start using that a little bit more. Maybe like, people that we don't like, basically. Like, you know, whatever. Like Donald Trump, what a jabroni.
I like it.
Yeah, it kind of fits, right?
Yeah, a foolish or contemptible person. A jabroni.
A jabroni. Who's your jabroni?
Such a jabroni.
10-800, you can text us or call us, 519-792-2559. Who's on top of your jabroni list?
It might be Justin Trudeau.
Well, I'm sure a lot of...
What a jabroni. Contemptible.
I think a lot of people would vote for Justin Trudeau as their jabroni.
I'd put him on the list, but I'd also put Pierre right beside him.
Oh, what a tag team. Like the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov back in the day. It would be Trudeau-Polyev. Where there'd be a heel turn by Polyev. He'd become, aligned with Trudeau. The world would be shocked. What a couple of jabronis.
Jabronis.
Are most politicians on your jabroni list? I see, politics coming this way.
I don't
know,
but I know that if I was watching, I'd say, yes, can I please have a couple of Negronis to watch the jabronis?
Oh, very nice, Leah.
Thank you.
How about PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, a jabroni?
I think he's worse
your
than jabroni a
jabroni. Jabroni of the week.
Yeah, jabroni of the week.
Brought to you by Cooper's Hawk Vineyards in Harrow.
Oh, my God.
10-800. Who's your jabroni of the week?
Oh, God.
Man, wrestling was so big back then.
And we still
have like a, just for that 80s wrestling, the Hulk Hogan era, the Iron Sheik, George the Animal Steel, the Macho Man. We still like reminisce about that all the time. And we just think like, oh, my God, that was our best time in our lives because we thought it was real. And we would watch it every Saturday morning. Saturday night's main event was on like at 11:30. It would replace Saturday Night Live on certain weeks. And this is when Hulk Hogan was at his peak.
And was it Randy the Macho Man?
Randy the Macho Man Savage. You know him.
Randy,
King Kong
Randy
Bundy. Are you familiar with his work? King Kong Bundy.
No.
Big John Studd.
No.
Greg the Hammer Valentine, Brutus the Barber Beefcake,
oh
Rowdy Roddy Piper. I bet you know him.
No.
No? Jake the Snake?
I've heard that one.
Hillbilly Jim?
No.
No?
How do you have these just like coming
George
out
the
of
Animal
your brain?
Steel, Michigan's own George the Animal Steel.
Oh,
he
my
used to
God.
Eat the turnbuckle. He would tear it open with his teeth, and he had a green tongue.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was the best. I was like, oh, where would I have been? Like, this was like, you know what, 84, 85, 86. So I would have been like 11, 12 years old.
Did you go to any of those live shows?
Not when I was a kid. I went to WrestleMania, though, when it was at Ford Field. It was back in 2000. And it was, no, you know what, I did go to a live show, but that was more in the Attitude Era when The Rock and Stone Cold and everybody I saw when, I think at Joe Louis Arena, it was horrible live.
Was it?
I thought it was horrible. I mean, I didn't have great seats and went to WrestleMania. It's like you don't see anything. You're watching on the screen.
Yeah, okay.
Right, because the thing. Tito Santana. Do you remember Tito Santana?
No, I do not.
Oh, legend. Legend from Mexico.
Oh, my God.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Wow.
The Rock says jabroni. Yeah, he brought it back, but the Iron Sheik was the original. I think people are going to call Mike a jabroni because he called Trump a jabroni. Are the angry texts rolling in? They always are.
They always are.
Somebody said Drew Dilkins, jabroni.
Oh, it's a great term. I think we got to use it.
Jabroni of the week.
I think so.
Who's your jabroni of the week? I'll say PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan is my jabroni of the week.
Yeah, he's a major jabroni.
Yeah, the likes of which.
Massive
jabroni.
Exactly.
Producer Ed says Tucker Carlson, his jabroni of the week.
Oh, Tucker? Yeah, not watching, not doing it.
You're not going to watch his Twitter show?
No. And guess what? I mean, all of his base, they're not even on Twitter. So fill your boots, most of them.
There's a story that came out yesterday, by the way. Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News personality who was let go a few weeks ago, Wednesday, they notified Tucker Carlson's lawyers that the former primetime anchor violated his contract with the network when he launched his own Twitter show on Tuesday. So why it matters, a breach of contract claim sets Fox News up to explore potential legal action against him, a move that would really intensify things between the two parties.
Oh, yeah. The gloves would be off.
Yeah.
But...
Leah, Andre the Giant.
I know somebody. I've heard of him.
Yeah.
I can visualize him.
Maybe
I can see
the most famous of all WrestleMania matches. Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant at the Pontiac Silverdome, the sold-out Pontiac Silverdome back at WrestleMania 3.
Somebody else says Jimmy Superfly.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka was crazy. He would have cage matches, and a lot of guys would go from the top turnbuckle and jump and land on a guy with their, you know, a belly flop, body splash, whatever you want to call it. Superfly would go to the top of the cage and land on guys. I don't know how these guys did it, but Superfly was one of the greats.
Wow.
You got nothing, eh?
It was certainly a time. No, I have nothing. It wasn't my thing. It's not my thing. Ever. It's not my jam, man.
But it shows
but
you how,
jabroni is.
It shows you how big it was, though, that
yes.
You do know Andre the Giant. Like, everybody knows Hulk Hogan. But Andre the Giant, who's the other one you knew? Roddy Piper, did you know him?
No.
No,
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant, but there was another one.
I don't know.
Okay.
Randy Macho Man.
Macho Man, Savage. Ooh, yeah.
But you know what? You got to feel for some of these guys. Well, some of them made a bunch of money doing it. A bunch of them worked, I'm sure, ridiculously hard and just...
Oh.
Because it's so physical. Still is.
Absolutely.
Even though it's rigged, right?
Yeah,
like, even
I mean,
though it's staged.
It's rigged as far as, you know, the outcome. But they're still hitting each other. They're still... You know, they hold back a little bit, but they're still jumping from ropes and landing. And these guys are big, big guys.
And I'm sure a bunch of them did not make a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you know, a lot of the big guys did. But, you know, in the end, some guys are sleeping in their cars trying to make it.
558. Oh, I've heard of this guy.
What?
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Oh,
I've heard of him.
How about Ric Flair?
Nope.
But you've heard of Ravishing Rick Rude?
I'm surprised at that one. It's the names.
How about the Dynamite Kid, Davey Boy Smith, the British Bulldogs?
Nope.
No? Okay.